2013 is the International Year of Statistics, a worldwide celebration of the powerful and far-reaching effects of statistics on people's lives. Statistics help us understand and solve problems in medicine and health, education, transportation, energy, crime, weather, the environment, the economy, and many other areas. This spotlight on statistics presents selected data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and discusses how the statistics are produced and what they tell us about our economy. BLS publishes a large amount of wage, earnings, and benefits data. While maxims about education and earnings may be cliches, they also are fundamentally true. In 2012, the median weekly earnings of full-time workers with bachelor's degrees or more education were 1.8 times higher than the amount earned by those with only a high school diploma. In 2012, consumers increased spending in most of the seven major categories of expenditures tracked: food, housing, transportation, healthcare, entertainment, and personal insurance and pensions. Apparel and services is the lone exception. A widely used measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, measures price movements for many goods and services. Among commonly purchased goods, gasoline prices have increased the most, from $1.18 a gallon in January 1993 to $3.41 a gallon 20 years later. The United States has tracked unemployment rates since the 1940s. Decade after decade, young people typically have had higher rates of unemployment than adults aged 25 and over. And persons who only have a high school diploma are more likely to be unemployed than those with a bachelor's degree or more education. Looking at BLS employment projections, occupations that typically require a master's degree will grow the fastest over the next several years. During 2012, small business establishments, those with fewer than 100 employees, created more jobs than the larger establishments. However, it is also true that more jobs were lost at the smaller establishments. Bottom line, the difference between the number of jobs created and the number of jobs lost was larger among the larger establishments. To learn more, visit www.bls.gov/spotlight/2013/statistics.